News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, with thrifting on the rise, people would consider themselves environmentally responsible. But would you ever wear secondhand pants? We're talking about underwear. Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist, would. And she joins us now this morning. Mary, this is creating mad controversy on our text line already, and we haven't even spoken to you. Tell us where you even find secondhand pants.
Hi, morning, Ciara. Yes, it's a very strange, it is weird. People have been getting in contact. I had a piece on Saturday in the Indo, and people have been contacting me all weekend saying, that is gross, I cannot support you. So, Ciara, it never crossed my mind to wear a secondhand underwear when I lived in Ireland, because you couldn't get it. It wasn't in the charity shop. I never saw it once, and I'm a huge secondhand shopper, and I never saw it once, right? It's not something you post now in the neighbourhood WhatsApp, you know, if a bag of boxers here, then you want it. It's not something you give away, right? Like,
no.
You just don't do it. Like, even maternity bras. I remember trying to give a friend a bunch, and she was like, you know, the breastfeeding bras,
because
you don't use them. You don't use them. There's still lots of life in them. And she was like, I'm not taking them, you know? So, they go in the bin, right? That's where they go. They don't eat, pennies don't take them back, for instance, with their recycling bins. They're not exported, because some of our clothes are exported. They're not exported for waste or recycling. They go in the bin, right? So, Ciara, I got a little bit obsessed the last kind of year about trying only to buy 5 new items a year, because apparently that's what you're supposed to do. But I just presumed underwear, of course, that's not going to be in it, right? And then I moved to Brussels, and I discovered these lovely charity shops called Le Petit Rien. There's 28 of them in Brussels, and they stock underwear. And Ciara, do you know what? It's lovely. There's some really, really nice bras, better than I'd usually fork out on, to be honest.
So you get the designer bras, the high-end bras. It's the nicks that are the problem here. Let's be frank. Nobody wants to wear somebody else's smalls.
Absolutely. It's the knickers that gross people out. I mean, a lot of people won't wear the bras, Nick, here. I don't know. Would you climb into a secondhand bra? A lot of women won't. But some women have said to me, yeah, I do that. I wouldn't wear the knickers. Now, in fairness, if I'm being truthful, I've only bought 2 pairs of knickers, right? Really nice. A pair of green lacy Victoria Secret knickers that have been worn, because they're not new. They've been washed. They smelt of detergent. But they were lovely. They were in my size. And then there was a lovely navy kind of French brand that looked really nice as well. I mean, obviously, I'm not walking out of the shop in them, Ciara. I'm not putting them on in the changing
room. Are you
room.
Bringing them home and washing them again? Or like, I, you know, we played Meatloaf earlier about this item to forward kind of sell it. And it was like, I would do anything for the environment, but I won't do that. Because I think most people think this is a step too far, a gusset too far.
I guess it too far. But listen, Ciara, we need to do something drastic, right? We need to move.
But do we need to do this area. Drastic thing? Do
yes,
you know what I mean?
I think, Ciara, do you know what? I think we need to examine everything, right? Because we need to move. We're in this linear model where we produce things for waste. We need to move to the circular model. All the underwear is getting thrown out, I reckon. So there's 9% of all textiles, which is clothing, shoes and household stuff like towels, is thrown out without being used in the EU every year, right? So I interviewed this guy from the European Environment Agency, and he told me we've never bought as much stuff as we buy now, right?
Okay.
And it's funny, a lot of it is household stuff. So 7 kg of the new gear we get every year is like stuff like towels, 4 kg shoes, 8 kg clothes. But anyway, back to your question, I think we do need to do it. Because even though legislation is on the way to kind of force producers to take more responsibility about waste, there's too much stuff in circulation. Not hardly anything gets recycled. Only 15% of stuff, of textiles, are.
What about this? What about just wearing your smalls till they're kind of on their last legs and then recycling them? And then so not overbuying and then buying new ones? Because that's not wasteful, is it?
That would be a good avenue to take, right? But unfortunately, most people don't do that, because you kind of want to get new underwear. Do you know, it's kind of nice to go out and get new underwear, and you buy it for people for presents, and there's just too much of it bought, and people throw it out before it's knackered. It needs to be literally, the elastic is kind of fallen down on it, because you can't recycle it here. It doesn't go, there's nowhere that will take it. It goes in the bin. So yes, that you're right.
So are you saying when I put my bags of old pants, etc., into the recycling bins at Tesco, where does that go?
So they don't take it.
Well, they get it, because I put it into the bin.
Yeah, they get it, but they won't, they'll discard it then. So I was talking to the guy from the European Environment Agency, and he says it's not sent for export, which is where some of this stuff is sent.
I thought
It's
it
just
was
sent to the incinerator or
shredded
the
or
bin.
something. No, am I wrong? Maybe I am wrong. I could be wrong. I thought that was okay. Look.
Well, no, it's not actually. That's what I would have presumed, right? So I'm just saying maybe the charity shops could take. I mean, I know that there's also another element to this here, the kind of there's a weird fetish thing going on about people wearing pants. So I think that kind of ties into the horror
I
of
hadn't even thought of that. Now I've gone in a whole other direction in my head, and it's equally unpleasant to the first direction. But look, you've certainly put the cat among the Y fronts. Thank you very much, Mary. It's always a pleasure and always very interesting. We do appreciate you coming on. That is Mary McCarthy, independent columnist with the Indo. Shane, yay or nay?
Yeah, nay.
Nay. Nay.
Nay.
Yeah, me too.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.